I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
You know, and today what I want to talk about really has nothing to do with the Raiders. And I know we're on Raider Nation Radio, but I'm just disgusted every single time I see a report about one of these football players, one of these athletes in general, that get caught up on domestic violence. And over the weekend, Darius Geist, the running back for Washington, the football team in Washington, he gets released because, well, domestic violence case. And this is not the first case. This is not the second case, but the third case this year for Darius Geist. He had one on Valentine's Day, February 14th. March 13th, he had another case, and then April 17th, and it just came out. I don't know why it just came out on Friday, but he ultimately gets released. And this is my thing, man. The NFL should be a place where you go and you play, and it's a privilege, not a right. And I really respect Mark Davis, and I really respect the Raiders organization because they have a very strong stance on domestic violence. And I just really can't stand when fan bases root for these guys and welcome them back in because they do something really well. Now, Darius Geist probably won't play in the NFL ever again. You know why? Because he's only had 42 career carries and less than 300 career yards and less than 5 touchdowns in the 2 seasons that he's been in the league. He's been banged up a lot. But now, if he was a guy that was very successful and a guy that got after the quarterback or a 1,000 yards rusher, guess what? He'd be suspended and he'd be welcomed back with open arms. And that is just so old and tiresome, and I don't understand why these guys who have their whole life in front of them, they have all these opportunities in front of them, can't understand something that my dad told me and my mom told me as a young dude. You know what I mean? Just you cover up your head, you cover up your stones if you ever get into a situation, and you're okay. You don't ever raise your hand to a woman. You don't ever put your hands on a woman. I don't care what she does. And for the person that's about to say, yeah, but, there is no yeah, buts. It's simple as that. You have to realize that it's a different ball game. It's a different day and age. And there's no reason for that ever. There's no excuse for that. But way too many times, we let them have a pass. We let these players have a pass. This dude now has pretty much ruined his life. He's ruined his career. He doesn't have an opportunity to play anymore. And it's on him. He brought this on himself. But I get so angry and irritated when I see this kind of activity because, again, these guys treat the NFL like it's a right. You know what? There's a dude that never made it to the NFL. There's going to be a guy that's going to be cut this year because they don't have a chance to showcase their ability to the NFL, and they're really, really good. When there's guys out there that are just squandering their opportunity away because they can't keep their hands off their girlfriend or their wife. This dude, and I don't mean to keep going on this soapbox, but one of the incidents is the girlfriend tells the cops, and this is just an alleged activity, of course, but she told him he strangled her until she was unconscious by putting his hands around her neck and applying pressure. Then she said by the time she regained consciousness, he was sitting next to her crying and tapping on her to make sure he didn't kill her. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
It's just horrible and horrific, and it should not happen, and it needs to come to an end. If these guys can't keep their hands off their wife or their girlfriend, they need to get kicked right out the league, straight up. I don't care who you are and how good you are.
Right, and I agree 100%, Q. I've been married 24 years, never once considered it. It goes back to what you said. Your mom and your dad told you, taught you what you do, right? And you never raise your hand at a woman. And, you know, I had people joke with me on Twitter when I said this the other day, oh, you never met my ex. It's not even funny to joke about, right?
No.
I'm not into jokes about domestic violence or about rape. I don't get it, right? I don't understand how you get into the mental mindset that you do that, let alone 3 times. And listen, I'm all about second chances. There's great programs too for, I mean, I'm talking about people who go to jail and they come out of jail, they lead productive lives. So I'm all about second chances, but I'm not about second and third chances for people who beat women. I'm not about third chances for an athlete who has everything going for them, making a ton of money, choking a woman to the point where she's almost dead. Okay, and unconscious. That type of human being has no place being allowed to make a living like he was able to do. Now you're right. He's ruined his life, but it wasn't one time. You know, you learn from your mistakes. We all make them, sometimes larger than others. But you can't tell me 3 times, including on Valentine's Day. What kind of scuzzball on Valentine's Day is physically abusing someone that that they're dating. I mean, it makes no sense to me. So I agree with you, Q. It has no place. And you're right about the Raiders organization. The Raiders organization has been at the forefront as one of their causes. Mark Davis, of course, when they do the cleat thing every year, he has his shoes painted to represent. And so to me, there's no question. The NFL has been criticized over and over and over for this again. And I still think there's a lot to be done there.
No, there is. There's a lot to be done. And, you know, obviously with the Raiders organization, it hits near and dear to the heart with what happened to Freddie Biletnikoff's daughter. So everyone knows how serious domestic violence is and what it leads to. You know, the one time that you get hit, that's a gateway. That's going to open up to something else. And then you just never know what's going to happen after that. And unfortunately, Freddie Biletnikoff, and he lost his daughter due to that, you know. And it's just, it's not okay.
No, it's not okay. And, it's got to stop. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, there's never an excuse for it. I don't, like you said, Q, doesn't matter. You always have a choice, because someone pushes your button or someone assaults you. You don't have to hit back. You don't have to hit back,
no.
Right? So just no excuse for it. And Darius Geis, a guy who had all the talent in the world. Yeah, he was derailed by injury a little bit. It's just terrible. We've seen example after example in the NFL and professional sports, and it's got to stop. And I think the commissioner's office has got to do more to make sure that these young guys coming into the league. Look, if you have a problem controlling your anger when it comes to emotions around who you're dating or your wife or whatever, go get help. Right?
Right.
We talk about mental health. We talk about guys who are depressed and have other issues, substance abuse and all that. But what are we doing to help with domestic violence? Are we getting them the help they need? And it'd be really good for us to maybe talk to on this show somebody from the NFL who brings in rookies and how they talk to them. Because I think that's the first step. The first step is to get in front of anything happening. So some of these guys who might have issues with anger management or whatever it may be can get help before it progresses to that point.
Right, and I feel like everyone has dealt with people that, you know, drive them and push them to that edge and feel like, you know, they got to do something. But the one thing you can't do is put your hands on a woman. You just can't do it, and it's unacceptable, and it's something that the league needs to start taking more seriously. And when you do that, you should be kicked out the league. Honestly, I don't care how good you are. You ought to be kicked out the league. I appreciate what Mark Davis and company have done as far as an organization and not allowing those kind of guys into their organization, and I just think that there's no excuse for it. And if you can't, you know, get along with the people around you, if you can't change the people that are around you, then ultimately – you need to change the people that are around you.